Mr. Samler's Planet by Saul Bellow. Chapter 1. Shortly after dawn, or what would have been dawn in a normal sky, Mr. Arthur Samler, with his bushy eye, took in the books and papers of his west side bedroom, and suspected strongly that they were the wrong books, the wrong papers. In a way, it did not matter much to a man of 70-plus and at leisure. You had to be a crank to insist on being right. Being right was largely a matter of explanations. Intellectual man had become an explaining creature. Fathers to children, wives to husbands, lecturers to listeners, experts to laymen, colleagues to colleagues, doctors to patients, man to his own soul explained. The roots of this, the causes of the other, the source of events, the history, the structure, the reasons why, for the most part in one ear, out the other. The soul wanted what it wanted. It had its own natural knowledge. It sat unhappily on superstructures of explanation, poor bird, not knowing which way to fly. The eye closed briefly. A Dutch drudgery, it occurred to Samler, pumping and pumping to keep a few acres of dry ground. The invading sea being a metaphor for the multiplication of facts and sensations. The earth being an earth of ideas. He thought, since he had no job to wake up to, that he might give sleep a second chance to resolve certain difficulties.